All right, we're talking about how we can eat out and eat healthy. Yeah, why just one or the other? So we're talking about our Chinese options, Chinese food options, and we're talking about the importance of making sure that we choose entrees that have a lot of vegetables. Chop suey is a good option. And another good option would be vegetable-based dishes that have water chestnuts added. Yes, throw in some good water chestnuts for good measure. Now, what about duck dishes? They get a lot of exercise, don't they? They do a lot of swimming. And we know that swimming is great exercise for us Homo sapiens. Yeah, we humans can really get a lot of benefit from swimming. Ducks can also fly. They walk. So duck dishes are great, right? Well, as it turns out, duck dishes can be high in fat. So they recommend that we switch to chicken. And if you can resist the crispy noodles that are often found on the tables at Chinese restaurants, you will save on fat and unhealthy calories. What about Mexican? What about the Mexican menu? Well, add a side of black beans, and that'll help you be good to go. Now, what else would be good? Collingwood says that fajitas are a good choice. And why? Because they're usually abundant in vegetables. Consider that side of black beans since they're high in soluble fiber and can help lower cholesterol. How about choosing corn tortillas over white flour tortillas? The American Heart Association says that that's good because corn is a whole grain, which can help lower cholesterol. All right, grilled fish and grilled chicken are both lower fat, high protein options. At least two benefits, lower fat and high protein. For condiments, pick salsa, cilantro, or pico de gallo. What about when we're working with our Mexican menus? What about what should be avoided? How about one of the things that people seem to like most? Nachos. Dr. Chris Etherton says we should resist ordering nachos as an appetizer, even if there are a lot of people at the table sharing it. Nachos are very, very, very caloric. Take a pass on the refried beans. They're higher in saturated fat. Skip the fried rice. Skip the sour cream. All right. What about our Indian fare? I tell you what. You go to some of the restaurants where Indian food is prepared, that taste can be so great. I mean, showing up good. Well, here's what they recommend. They recommend skipping the ghee. Many of the Indian restaurants offer many vegetable dishes. Chickpeas, also called garbanzo beans, are often used, and they are a good, healthy choice. Look for dishes that have plenty of vegetables and plenty of tofu. How about chicken tandoori, a grilled entree? That's a good one to also consider. Stay away from dishes that are heavy with ghee. It's a clarified butter that's made from buffalo's milk or cow's milk. And when ordering many dishes, Indian dishes, according to Collingwood, it's crucial to ask if they can be made with minimal oil. We heard about that minimal oil earlier with another entree, with this one, with the Indian fare. Minimal oil. How about Italian fare? Well, pick the grilled options. Pass on the sausage. Plain pasta with marinara sauce is a good option. Plain pasta with marinara sauce, good option. Also, look for grilled chicken, grilled fish, or roasted vegetable dishes. Consider the dishes with beans, as legumes can help lower cholesterol. The Italian staple, minestrone soup, has cannellini beans. Now, what do we want to avoid when we go to the Italian restaurants? Well, be careful about the casserole dishes, like chicken parmigiana. Like lasagna. It's usually a big serving and very caloric. I know I used to get upset when I would order a lasagna and there would be very, very, very little meat in there. I'd have to look for the meat. And one of the main reasons I would get the lasagna, whether I was ordering at the restaurant or buying it at the grocery store, was so that I could have the whole nine. And when I didn't have the whole nine, maybe I had the whole seven, but no meat, I would be big time disappointed. Well, with the lasagna, much calories, the ground beef and the cheese in lasagna dishes can make the total saturated fat content soar. So now it doesn't bother me when I don't get a lot of meat in my lasagna. Actually, I rarely order lasagna now. Also, be aware of the sausage-based entrees. They're high in saturated fat. Even if they have peppers, a low-cal vegetable, the sausage dishes can be high fat overall. So, that's what you want to keep in mind. You can eat out and still eat fairly healthy. And so, that's why I wanted to share with you some of the things to shoot for, some of the things to avoid. And again, looking at various ethnic fares to consider. So what about it? You're going to go out, eat? Of course, we need to remind ourselves that it is still also about how frequently we eat out. Yeah, that matters too. How frequently do you eat out? Don't want to do that very, very often. You kind of lose control of what you're putting in your body the more we eat out. And so try not to do that too often. And of course, to the extent that they're going to let you know what's on the menu, calorie wise, etc., keep that in mind. You may want to pick some favorite fast food restaurants, for example. They're not all necessarily created equal. That's right. Some of those fast food restaurants do serve some foods that are better than others. Better in the sense of being healthier. Plus, some fast food restaurants just tend to serve foods that are safer to be consumed than others. So consider that too. You're reading about foods that can perform these miracles and foods that can perform that miracle may not be the safest food to eat. All right, when we come back, Power Friday, let's get ready to hear some things that are happening in the world of business, and particularly when it comes to NASCAR. I want you to hear something that, like I said, I find exciting. It's unique, too. It's different.